Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachyomi as we do every single day. L'Yidui Nishmas Avi Moria Rav Hillel ben Meir Chamechel Zichrono Lebracha and the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker Zichrono Lebracha. We are in Perek Zion of Sefer Koheles and Shlomo HaMelech begins Tov Shemi Shem and Tov Yom Amaves Miyomi Voldo. A good name is better than good oil. Why is it better? A good reputation requires good deeds, is more valuable, a more valuable possession than precious oil. Right? In other words, a good name is a fine reputation travels further than the scent of good oil, right? On the day of death is better than the day of birth. When a person lived a good life, he got a good name. And if he got a good name, says the Ibn Ezra, so then he'll be able to go to Olam Haba, right? When a person is a tzaddik, he's born obscurely. When they die, everyone knows it. Tov l'alechas al beis evel, milechas al beis mishteh, ba'asher usov kol ha'adam, v'achai yitein alibo. It seems sometimes better to go to a shiva home. By going there and listening to the eulogies, maybe it'll lead a person to be more awake and more aware. And so therefore, in the end of the day, that's where everyone's going. Rabbi Zlatowitz Zatzal points out in the name of his father that the Maharshon Ksubas points out that a base mishtah is not not only a party, but even a mishtah shel mitzvah, like a wedding feast, right? In the end of the day, though, death is the inevitable fate of everyone, and so the bottom line is a person can choose to go to a wedding or not to go to a wedding, and come now and go later, but you don't get a chance to go to a funeral if you missed it. V'chayitein alibo, and of course, a living person should realize that it wakes you off to the fact that everyone winds up eventually in the process of coming to a kever and that will be moved to go ahead and do tshuva. Tov kast mischok, sometimes grief, anger, is in most of the mefarshim assume it's not anger here, but rather grief, because it's better than frivolity. And why is that? Because a certain level of seriousness wakes people up. Rashi mentions also that here it's a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows schok, it leads people sometimes to have a lighter environment. When Hashem is angered, it leads us to do tshuva. Sometimes through a sad process, the heart gets better. The chachamim, the thoughts of the wise, they wind up thinking about the beis evel, and so that will influence how they live their lives. The fools all think about beis simcha, right? Tov lishmor garas chacham eish shomei ashir ksilim. It's better to listen to the musar of a wise man than a person who listens to the songs of fools. Now the songs may make somebody happy, but they're made out of foolish revelry, and they'll get out into a levity. And in the end of the day, what winds up happening is the people don't take it seriously. It's like the crackling of thorns under a pot. That's like the laughter of the fool, right? Crackling of thorns may blacken the pot, and the revelry of a fool, says the Ashlech, blackens the heart. And that causes no purpose, right? That's also useless. Oppression makes the wise foolish, and a gift corrupts the heart. In the bottom line, a wise man should keep far away from the song of fools, because if he gets attached to it, his own wisdom suffers. So the end of something is better than the beginning. Only the outcome, says Rashi, can help us evaluate it properly. And so therefore we should always look at the end result and see if there's value there. Tov erech ruach migvar ruach. A person, patience is better than pride. A person controls his temper and looks ahead to the outcome of the anger is better than the person who gets angry quickly and then regrets his outburst. Right, altavayel baruch achal lechos. Don't be so quick to get angry, right? Ki kas b'chik silim yanuach, because anger rests in the heart of the fools. Don't say what. How was it that previous times were better than these? Because you didn't ask that question from a logical place. Tova chachma im anachla. Wisdom is better with an inheritance, right? V'yosa the roei shashamesh, and it's a boon to those people who see the sun, right? Ki b'tzel chachma b'tzel akasef, b'yisron dasa chachma techaya balea, because in the shade of to sit in the shade of wisdom is to sit in wealth, and the advantage of knowledge is that wisdom preserves the life of the people who hold the wisdom. Reis masay alokim kimiu chalasaki nesasher v'sel, and a person should also see the actions of Hashem, because who can straighten what Hashem has already twisted? In other words, a person has to understand once Hashem went in a certain direction, right? Then you're not going to be able to change things in whatever way you feel right, feel like. B'yom tov v'yeh b'tov. Be pleased when things go well. U'b'yom ra'ah re'egam ezel u'mazeh asa Elokim. You have to also realize that if it's a dark day, you also have a responsibility to realize that Hashem made the one as well as the other. As Hashem brought good with its own reward and evil with its punishment. Hashem's punishment is never greater than that which is based on the seriousness of the Avera. We just don't always get that, right? Gamzel u'mazah asar Elokim al divrash shalo yimsa adam achrab ma'uma, so that man should never find anything on him. Man should never be able to complain to Hashem. Everything is in response to a man's actions. As hakora isi bimei hevli, I've seen everything during my feudal existence. I thought about all the phenomena in the world, right? And during my feudal existence, yesh tzaddik oved b'tzidko. Sometimes a tzaddik dies for all of his tzidkus. Yesh rasha marich b'raso. And sometimes a wicked person deals with all of his rishus. Right? Alti tzaddik harbe v'altis chakam yoser lamati shomim. So don't be overly tzaddik or too wise. Why should you be left desolate? Right? Don't be more righteous than your creator. And don't be too excessively wise. Right? Why should you be left desolate? Al tirsha harbe, al tisachal. Don't be overly wicked, don't be a fool. Lama tamus below itecha, why should you die not in your right time? Right? Tov asher toches bezev v'gam mizal tanaches yedecha. Right? It's better to grasp this one and not go with the other. Right? Ki ra'a elokim yitzeis kulam. Right? Somebody who fears Hashem will be able to outperform them all. And wisdom strengthens the wise more than 10 rulers who are in the city. Right? Wisdom, you know, in the bottom line, what Shlomo says that things, wisdom, not carried to extremes, is a protection from Avera, right? More than the protection that comes from the governing powers. How right, how true that is. Adam in tzaddik ba'aretz asher yaseh tov v'lo yechtar. There is no person who so much a tzaddik in this world always does good and never sins. It's impossible, right? Gam l'chol adverim asher yidabreiru al titein libecha asher lo sishmas avdecha mechal alaka. By the way, pay no attention to everything man says, lest you hear your own servant disparaging you. Right, right? For your own conscience knows many times you disparaged other people, so don't make such a big deal about it when you hear others disparaging you. All this I tested with wisdom. I thought I'd become wise, but it's beyond me. Right. What existed is elusive and so very deep, who can find it? Right? I turn my attention to study and probe and seek wisdom in reckoning. Right? And to seek wisdom in reckoning and to know the wickedness of folly and the foolishness, which is madness. I discovered the woman whose heart is in snares and nets, her arms are in chains, he's pleasing to Hashem to escape her, and I see that she's worse than death. But the person who is a sinner gets caught by her, right? In other words, the woman who demands things of men which are beyond their power, she kills him with a bitter death, says the Midrash. Right? She always wants to ensnare him. Such a woman is very dangerous. And by the way, Shlomo Melech says, I figured this out. He says, I took this time, right? And I found it, just as one who's involved with great mathematical problems, with 1 + 1, that's how I figured all this out. And then he adds, he said, I found this. One man in I found a man in 1,000, but I was able to find a small number of worthy men who were not involved in Averos. But in my investigation, from all my wives, the 700 wives, the 300 concubines makes 1,000, I couldn't find. They all tried to get me to do Averos. And so, generally speaking, people can only be considered good relative to people who are inferior. Very few are regarded as exceptional, even without comparing them to others. So, Levad Re'ezeh Matzasi Asher Asalo Kimes Adam Yashar. I did find one thing. Hashem made man simple. Behima Bikshu Cheshbonos Rabim. I found man to be simple. But when Chava was created from the body of Adam and he became two people, there were already a lot of Cheshbonos. All of a sudden, everything started to come out with a different series of calculations, and everybody wanted to go ahead and figure out different things. With that, we close out the 7th parak, and we'll continue tomorrow morning. Everyone should have a fantastic, amazing day, and Shalom al Yisrael.